Golden Spiral Media presents The Blacklist Exposed.
Nothing could keep Red down, even a pesky virus. Welcome back to the award-winning The Blacklist Exposed podcast. I'm Agent Troy Heinrichs.
And I'm Agent Aaron Peterson. And now I know what was going on all those weeks Rick Grimes was in the hospital. Know what I'm saying? I think I have it figured out.
Wrong show.
Too soon? I don't know. Thanks for joining us this week. Unfortunately, this is not the podcast you were looking for.
No, unfortunately not.
Nope. Some things changed. Life's gone crazy, people. Life's gone crazy. We're all in lockdown. I'm hiding under a desk recording this right now, waiting for the aliens.
And I was the strange one that actually had to go administer elections on Tuesday here in the state of Illinois. So I'm at 119 people, so my death is imminent.
Did you shake all their hands, or did you elbow bump everybody?
No, we didn't elbow bump anybody. So we had alcohol wipes. It was all good.
That's good. You know what would be better? Straight alcohol. That would have killed just about everything if you did it right.
It sure would have made that 15-hour day much more enjoyable.
You know what happened to me? You know, since let's lighten people up a little bit. I went to the grocery store today. Everybody's talking about toilet paper and whatnot.
Yeah.
I went for a run. I go run really early, and I went at around 7 a.m. And you'd think there wouldn't be that many people. There was actually quite a bit of people. Almost everybody had exclusively alcohol in their carts. So many cases of beer and whiskey and all this. I'm like, this is what you need for the end times. Okay. Got it. That was pretty funny.
We were at the grocery store last night, and it was a very interesting social experiment to see all of the, I would call them the Generation Xers, literally running away from each other as people push the carts around.
Get out!
Because they're afraid because of their, you know, our parents, you know, we're Generation Xers. You know, our parents are, you know, 70s at this point.
Yeah, I'm avoiding my mom and dad, actually, at this point,
yeah,
on purpose.
So I'm trying to avoid, right? But I still need to, like, help get food and, you know, make sure she's okay and all that other stuff, so.
Nope, drop it out outside, man. Airdrop.
That's what we're doing. Yep, hanging on the door, ring the bell, and run as fast as you can.
That's right. I throw it out the window. I don't even stop the car. I'm not taking chances.
So.
I mean, if my dad comes out, it's fine. I just, you know, I gotta take care of my mom. He won't listen to this. It's fine.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, you're expecting a full episode from us today, but as the world unites to stop the spread of COVID-19, aka the coronavirus, and we here in the States transition to social distancing culture to help flatten the curve, we needed to take a step back this week to focus on the things that truly matter in life. That's right. Every day is a new reality for us here in the States right now. China, Italy, France, UK, probably this is your norm, or at least for a few days or a week now. And so we just wanted to put our families first and foremost as we adapt to this crazy work from home. Everybody's in the house at the same time, and it's going to be that way for quite a while. So we appreciate your understanding in these interesting times. We will cover off on both Victoria Fenberg and Cornelius Ruck next week. We have seen the second hour already and can tell you it's pretty awesome. So you'll learn for a treat next week. So hang in there.
Yeah, and if you're asking, well, if you could do this, why couldn't you do the other one? Well, because we already recorded it, and it's combined. So this is what you got. So hold off. We'll be back next week, promise. And we know how amazing this community is, and we know that we can accomplish great things if we put our collective powers together. Red might not be a MacGyver and fix everything, but he has a great network of people, so do we. So let's use that collective to do some good in these interesting times. If you have some creative ways to keep entertained while locked down, if you've got some good books or shows to recommend, if you want to get Netflix watch parties set up to look at old episodes in Google Chrome, anything to help each other stay connected as humans when we aren't allowed to see each other in person would really help make this temporary situation a little less stressful for all. So let's be honest, we as a society have been preparing for this our entire lives.
That's right. We're entertainment people. We love sitting in front of the TV all day.
So many people are freaking out about it. Like, oh man, I'm going to be stuck in a house for 2 weeks. I'm like, you were doing that like every day I've known you. I don't understand what's different. We'll all be fine. I promise. We'll all be fine. Obviously not everyone. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I hope you know what I'm saying.
500 scripted shows. So maybe I can actually get to 300 now and knock 200 off the list.
There you go. Done.
It'll be good.
Dunsies.
So in order to help the community, we'll be putting up a post over on the website, theblacklistexposed.com. That's theblacklistexposed.com. We're going to have valuable tips on how you can manage your teams remotely, how you can keep your kids entertained, how you can talk to your kids about the virus in all age groups and all kinds of great resources, maybe even learn some new skills while you're locked down. And if you find things that you want the community to learn about or that you find interesting, you can just tag me directly on Twitter at Troy Heinrichs. Or over on Facebook, you can tag me there in our group, right? The Blacklist Exposed. Just search for that on Facebook. Or you could email us at feedback@goldenspiralmedia.com with the subject tips for Troy. And then we can go ahead and get those updated on the website. We'll kind of keep it as a running document, a living, breathing collection of great tips and things that we can share with each other.
I'm going to send you a bunch of them.
You're just going to hit me on the at messaging. So he's like...
Nope, I'm going to send a whole email. I'm going to be like, tips for Troy, how to not be a dum-dum. Number one.
How to ask the question the right way.
Troy's question. All right. As for the future of the Blacklist, we don't know more than the rest of you guys at this time. We know they are working or on or finished 718. And given past history schedules and that production has halted to support the social distancing effort, our estimation is that it would be a long shot for production to resume beyond that for this year. There's no official word from Sony or NBC, but as soon as we hear anything, we will get it out to you via our social media channels, at the Blacklist GSM, almost everywhere. And that's not all that bad, really. Remember, we have Season 8 still in the fall. Hopefully, this allows the writers to be really creative on how they want to weave the end of Season 7 and then in that story into a fantastic push to the end of Season 8. Well, actually, it'll be whatever episode they end on. Hopefully, you know what? They always end on a cliffhanger. We're going to have a cliffhanger anyway. So you probably won't even notice that it wasn't the finale. And, you know, we're going to see what they come up with. And they're going to have a bunch of Case of the Week episodes. They're going to have a bunch of mythology episodes. It's going to be the Blacklist, man. We're all going to be fine. And maybe we'll get 22 episodes of balls to the wall mythology for that 8th season. Who knows? Insane.
Yeah, it's feels like the writer's strike a little bit in some ways, but at the same time, the writers aren't on strike. They're all doing their part to help with the social distancing. So I know you're probably disappointed that you won't see Katarina come back this season, if that was even Katarina at all.
She's dead! Right?
That's what we're supposed to think.
Oh, man.
Townsend thinks she's dead.
What's Red think?
She's
right
just
now,
sheltering in place right now, that's all.
She's sheltering in place.
So for this week, just know that we are currently safe. Aaron and I are both virus-free at this point.
I think so. I mean, I'm coronavirus-free. I know that.
At this point, right? Technically, I saw 119 people on Tuesday, so I have 14 days after that before I can truly say
I don't
plan
on seeing you anytime soon, so I think I'll be all right.
Just do your part out there. Flatten the curve. Make sure you stay home. Keep your social distancing of 6 feet, all that fun stuff. And we just ask that we do this all together to squash the bug once and for all so we can get production back on track, our lives back to normal, and eventually answer, who the hell is Red anyway?
Hey, I just want to mention, I am so happy that they came out and, well, two things. One, that we got the training necessary to remember to wash our hands, which my grandma taught me when I was 6. But I'm glad it's coming back around because far too many people leave the bathroom without adhering to that. And two, that we have now a reason to make close talkers back up, because I've been waiting for a way to do that without being rude my entire life. And I finally have one. You know how like Jim from Mailroom, he always wants to get just a little bit too close to you while you're talking and, you know, spit flies in your face, but you can't really say anything because, well, I would because I'm rude, but other people don't say anything because you just don't want to offend Jim. Ah, now you can tell Jim to back the hell up and it's a good reason. Thank you, America.
There's also another bonus that's coming out of this. I heard from some of my medical professional friends that the number of flu cases are down this year because so many people have been washing their hands. Go figure.
Who would have known that washing your hands could have... Oh, everyone. Everyone should. I mean, to be fair, I had a nurse for a mom, so I'm sure that was probably more enforced than it was in other people's homes, but still. And also, we didn't say this. Much love and respect to everyone working on the Blacklist cast and crew. I know a lot of you were sent home, and I assume financially you guys are taken care of. I really hope so anyway, but also just safely, just be safe.
Yeah. Everybody should come back in September, hopefully safe and sound. And we'll just have to do what we can to ride this new normal out for a little while. But until then, we will be back. There will be episodes of The Blacklist and The Blacklist Exposed yet this season. So make sure you stay subscribed. And if you're not, figure out how to do that in Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Pandora, all kinds of places that you can get the show. So make sure you do that where you can. And we'll be back next week to cover both hours, this week's and next week's, as we talk about this awesome 2-hour return for season 7.
A lot of fun. And there is mid. Well, you might not be back, man, because 119 people. I don't know what's going to happen with you.
That's right. So pray for me also in the next week.
I've been praying for you ever since I met you. Take care, guys.
See ya.
Until next time, I'm Agent Troy Heinrichs. That's at Troy Heinrichs on Twitter. And if you want to learn more about me, just visit, well, about.me/Troy Heinrichs.
And I'm Agent Aaron Peterson. You can hear me talking about movies and TV on the Hollywood Outsider podcast, as well as Remake This Movie Right. We are available at thehollywoodoutsider.com or on Twitter at 5Popcorn. Be sure to subscribe, download the app, submit your feedback, but most importantly, keep yourself off of
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist Exposed is a Golden Spiral Media production. Find more of our great podcasts at goldenspiralmedia.com/podcasts.